This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ourselves into shape for Friday already. Heavens, time almost becomes redundant and silly to say all these things, so let's not say them. We'll just welcome everybody to Friday. Did you see the strawberry moon last night? How many people raise your hand if you saw strawberry moon?
I didn't know it was a strawberry moon last night.
It was a strawberry moon last night.
Oh, what's that all about?
Strawberry season. It's just as like the harvest season. Now is the strawberry season, so it's the strawberry moon. The moon seems smaller in the sky, like a point in the sky.
Well, it's probably still night where Jen is, right? She could probably look out the window and see it.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you could. I think you probably could do that. It's very powerful. It's being streamed live on SLOOH.com, so you can see it there. It's a very powerful astrological event. It takes about 24 hours to get beyond it. The full moon creates a certain, according to astrologers anyway that I know, there's a struggle. We struggle with ourselves about what to do, what's right. We're confused. I don't know whether to do this or to do that. So you think about it and don't do anything. Don't make any rash decisions. Don't do anything that starts something new. Give yourself 24 hours one way or another. Trust in the universe, so say I. Stop worrying about things. And create with your thoughts good, healthy feelings of success. Like 2 weeks from today. Well, you had your bachelorette party last night, right? How was that?
Well, it was just a dinner, but yeah, it was wonderful. It was really nice. Yeah.
And you're still here after that?
Yeah.
Super. I guess that explains why the first thing I said was, someone sounds sleepy.
Yeah.
Probably why.
Really? I want to also, I don't do this very much, and probably should do more of it, actually, looking at a list of people who are listening to the program that I get supplied every once in a while, the folks listening to the radio in Phoenix on 1280, how do you do? Let's see. We have a couple. Let's see. Mike and Tom. Sounds like a radio program, doesn't it? Huh? No, that was Bob and Tom. And we have Karen and Richard, who are a brother and sister. Interesting. Sounds like the Carpenters. And I thought it was interesting. I haven't done this yet, Kara. This promo for a station, KMNS, News Talk 620, and one of the promos is, are today's TV shows getting filthier, or am I just getting older? Doug Steffen, join me weekdays. Oh, people are funny. All right, so KMEK. In Virginia, how do you do? WBCR in Beloit, Wisconsin, how do you do? WBCF, been on and off that station a lot in Florence, Alabama. Colt Radio, K-O-L-T, in Scottsbluff, Nebraska, among many folks listening to our conversation today, which will be very narrow and limited when it comes to the focus on Mr. Comey compared to media, news media, to hungry seagulls at the beach, maybe a little of that. And the way the social media sort of lost it over Comey's, Lordy, I hope there are tapes running here. I just found the whole thing, this ruckus, to be foolishness. And so I made it very clear that I don't really care much about what came out yesterday. I don't see it affecting the world. I think Paul Ryan said something that's fairly accurate. People just don't know what to do. They don't know how to put a handle around Trump. So in this circumstance, Ryan says, hey, the guy's new to the job, doesn't know what he's doing, he's trying to get a lot done. And, you know, you can say that for maybe 40-50% of the things that he's doing. I thought it was interesting, Lindsey Graham said about half of what he's doing is right, half of it's wrong, but at least he's trying. His detractors are never going to feel positive about most of the things that he's doing, because he represents such a change in attitude, demeanor, and so. All right, so the one observation I will take away from this, and then ladies, please, with your observations, is that I find when I when somebody makes notes, takes notes, it's kind of like any interpretation of anything. It's your interpretation. Is that really what happened? Just because you wrote it down on a piece of paper, how do we know that's not something you dreamed? It just, all these people say, oh, he took his notes and the notes are over. Why are his notes any? I could have made notes from watching what was on television, and that could be just as accurate as whatever Comey thought was going on. To assume that everything that he says is true, and more the circus around this thing yesterday. For God's sakes, he was just the FBI director. And did Trump ask him to stand down? I can envision that. A couple of the other people, Mike, what's that guy's name? He used to be a talk host, but he was a congressman, Jennifer, who's the NSA, not the NSA, but he's a security advisor. Mike?
Rogers.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Or were you talking about, you're talking about the current, head of the NSA?
Yeah.
That's
what's Rogers' job? He's got some security job now in the administration.
Yeah, he runs the Security Council.
Yeah, okay. He used to be the head of the Security Committee in the House when he was a rep. Anyway, yeah. I just think this is much ado about nothing. It's just a feeding frenzy. And you'd have thought
TMZ that it was streaming this yesterday.
Who was?
TMZ.
Really?
Yes. Well, everywhere, yeah. Even, I mean, Twitter has that new streaming feature, but as soon as you went to the trending stuff in Twitter, you could watch the live stream there, too. Kind of crazy.
It was funny to me because, okay, the cable news, and then you think, well, it's a pretty big deal, so then you have the broadcast networks. But when TMZ is streaming it...
People in D.C. spent all day in bars watching it yesterday, yeah, which was interesting.
Was the Super Bowl. Why? It was the Super Bowl for political junkies, I think.
You know what was, you know, we probably shouldn't spend too long talking about it just because everyone saw it yesterday. But one of the things I was curious about that got mentioned several times yesterday was people asked Comey why when he was in this situation and felt it was inappropriate, he didn't say anything to Trump about, you know, why are you doing this?
The reason
this is inappropriate, blah, blah, blah.
They have an oath to report that, right. So that was a big question.
So, yeah, what I guess I was just kind of curious about all presidents is, you know, what kind of environment environment is it where you can't say something to the president? Because, you know, Ryan is saying, oh, he was new in this situation, so he didn't know what to do. So how do they learn then if they're new and then there is basically a thing in place where you can't tell them?
I think he just said he was a wimp and he was intimidated. I don't know.
Do you think that's just something in the Donald Trump era, or do you think that goes for any president, that people are scared to confront them and tell them how they're supposed to be doing things because they're
president? Are they going to get executed? Like North Korea?
I don't think it was a thing that's new to this era. If you listen to his testimony all the way through, he also talked about how Loretta Lynch, under the Obama administration, had asked him to call it a matter instead of an investigation on Hillary Clinton. And he said he was trying to protect her and not have to bring a special prosecutor in, which is why he gave that weird press conference that he took so much heat for back in July. So I think this is maybe more of a symptom of him than it is other people. I don't know. They take an oath when something goes wrong or if they think an investigation is being obstructed to say something. I don't know. I don't think Paul Ryan was right in making an excuse for President Trump saying that it was because he's new. I mean, once you're the president, you have to own it.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
But I also think that yesterday was actually a pretty good day for the president because there are two things that they're investigating. They're investigating collusion and they're investigating obstruction. And James Comey testified again under oath that he did tell the president three times without the president asking. This is James Comey volunteering the information that the president isn't under investigation himself for collusion, and that the president actually asked and said, look, if any of my surrogates, or he called them satellites, did something wrong with Russia, I want to know about it. I mean, that's showing you right there he doesn't want to obstruct the investigation, and Comey testified that the investigation hadn't been touched. So, I mean, all in all, even though you have the lies and the loyalty and all these things, I mean, if you're looking at hard evidence, I actually think it was not a terrible day for Trump.
Nah. All right. Anybody else got anything to say before we move on? I think that we've said what we have to say, and if you have some more, so you can say it on the countdown. I was just reading something about forgiveness. I think people need to be more thoughtful. Some people are so cold, too. There's nothing, and it isn't just Trump. There are people who draw lines in the sand. There are relatives that you don't like. There are people who are former friends that you don't like, former lovers that you don't like, people that you used to work with. And the worst thing that can happen for you, this is about you, is to hold on to that anger. It's time, in a very selfish sense, to forgive because it's good for you. Forget about the people that you don't like, really. I mean, literally forget about them. Everybody has imperfections. There is not one human being that's alive on the planet that's perfect. So then if you forgive and move on, The Power of Now, that book that so many people are paying attention to, that series of lectures by Tolle, forgiveness is part of moving on, understanding other people's actions or trying to as they relate or affect you and your life. I don't know that what James Comey is doing or what he's done is going to affect your life or my life at all.
I think he'll get a book tour.
Yeah. Yeah. It might even make a good movie. Yeah.
Probably make the speaking circuit. He'll probably be making more money by this time next year than he was. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. That's how that works. So anyway, there is a future for people. If you don't believe that, yesterday I found out, and it's not going to happen, but Hillary Clinton has been offered a talk radio job in New York. Didn't Rudy Giuliani do a talk show for a while? Do I remember that or not? On WABC?
Do you remember? But that doesn't sound out of the question.
I don't know. I've never heard of that. Didn't know about it.
Aides say she's weighing the offer. Wow.
Where? Do you know where?
I don't know where, but it's going to be one of two stations, either WOR or WABC. Mm. It's not going to be anywhere else.
I think that would actually be pretty interesting.
It would.
I hope she thinks about it. I think that would be kind of cool, actually.
But what would happen, those shows, they don't do daily shows, they do a weekly show.
Right.
And they show up just to give the station publicity as much as anything else. That's all. I've done that before as a program director. You give somebody the microphone for a while. And, so they come in for an hour. I remember that's how it started when I was doing afternoons at WCKY in Cincinnati in the late 80s when I started doing this program in the morning. I was doing afternoons there. And Pete Rose was in the middle of his hoopla, and Pete Rose is now a member of the staff at WCKY. Well, at first he came in one night a week and did an hour after I was on the air. As a matter of fact, the first week I did it with him because he didn't know. He didn't know anything about doing any radio. And then he sort of went off on his own. And, before long it became a daily occurrence. it was first done as a publicity stunt for the radio station. And putting Hillary Clinton on a radio station is a stunt. That's really all it is. Maybe it'll happen, maybe not.
Putting any celebrity is.
Yeah. You're right about that. Because they can't do it as well as we can, that's for sure. 20 past the hour on the DJB show.
Plus size fashion lovers, this is the sale you've been waiting for. Most everything you need or want for summer is on sale now at Catherine's Plus Sizes. It's the semi-annual sale featuring our lowest prices of the season, happening now in stores and online. Save on bras, panties, shorts, capris, dresses, and tops in sizes 0X to 5X at Catherine's Plus Sizes. Stock up on fashion bras and panties in our newest colors, prints, and styles. Buy two bras, get one free. And buy three panties, get three free. Plus, save on select summer tanks and tees in bright summer colors and prints, starting at just $19.99. So don't wait. Update your summer wardrobe for a whole lot less at the semi-annual sale at Catherine's Plus Sizes and online at Catherine's.com. Visit Catherine's.com for locations. Catherine's, we fit you beautifully.
Hi. collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Music time for this hour of the Good Day and DJB experience with Ed Sheeran, who's a Brit. I think I learned that a little while ago, Karen, didn't I? Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
Yeah, you did learn that a little while ago, but I think you already knew it too.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And my pal, James Whale on Victoria from England. And I was talking about how there's not much talent anymore in England, musically, just to give him some stars, because he's always...
Which is also funny, because if you listen to the radio here, I would say 75% of the artists are British.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ed Sheeran has just crossed into some pretty special territory. As of yesterday, his Shape of You single has officially hit the 1 billion plays mark on Spotify. Just one of a handful of songs that have reached that high peak. The singles from his Divide album also recently became the first song to spend its first 20 weeks on the Hot 100 in the top 5. 1 to 5. Spotify confirmed that the only other songs that have racked up a billion spins are Drake's One Dance, which was the first to hit the mark back in December of last year, followed by the Chainsmokers' Closer, which has a little over a billion spins so far. That's a lot of requests. Next song likely to join that club would be Major Lazar's Lean On, which is at Ed's heels with 991 million plays so far. These are individual downloads, right? That's what this represents.
I think these are spins, yeah. They're not necessarily downloads, but Spotify just has spins.
Yeah, when you spin or download or whatever it is you do, can you record it so you can play it on your own afterwards? So these,
no. You subscribe to the service, so you basically have access to the library.
Yeah.
But unless you have a subscription to Tidal, which Kara and I do, they do allow you to actually download and save albums and songs and things like that. But and you can listen offline, but Spotify doesn't, I don't think.
So,
right, Kara?
I don't think it does either, but I'm not sure.
What's this worth in terms of money? A billion plays on Spotify. What's that worth?
I don't know. I mean, if it's like iTunes, it's a few cents for every spin or every download, you know, for the artist. So I don't think, I mean, Drake obviously and Ed Sheeran, they're not making $1 billion from having a billion spins. So I don't know.
But for a billion spins, if you paid a penny for it, I think that's worth what? That's $100,000. I think. Worth something.
I guess, yeah.
All right.
This doesn't sound
next
like a
up,
lot.
His pal Harry Styles has announced his tour for next year. 56 new dates to his world tour in support of his new solo album. So he's got a North American run scheduled to begin on June 5th of next year. So they're ahead by a year. That's, I guess sometimes these people have to plan that far out to get the venues, to get the good places, because they get locked up.
Yeah, well, he has a North American tour starting this fall, so I think September and October, but it's a really small one, and it's in really small, intimate venues, so I think a lot of fans were upset because they couldn't get tickets, because there's not very many tickets for the venue, so I think there's a huge demand for a bigger tour.
Huh.
Yeah, he's got Madison Square Garden on the next leg, which is huge for someone who has one album.
Yeah.
That's you either need three opening acts or you better start doing some cover songs.
Yeah, I wonder if he'll...
And I love him, but, you know, I would not pay to see him on this tour just because
no
it's
yet.
Too big. Yeah, it's a lot.
They're getting greedy. Okay, let's make as much money as we can. Casey Musgrave serves as support through the latter leg of the tour, and Leon Bridges is supporting act for South America. Interesting combination of musical news here at 28 past the hour.
See yourself accurately. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Did you ever notice that when students don't do well on a test, they blame the teacher or the test? But if they do well, they take full credit for being smart. That's called self-serving bias. And it happens to more than just students. It happens to you and me as well. We all have a tendency, at least at times, to blame others when things don't go well, but take credit for the times that things do go well. Although there's not too much wrong with that, the fact is, it's not always accurate. To know yourself, you have to see yourself as accurately as possible, and sometimes that means recognizing what is really your responsibility, and sometimes it means recognizing the ways in which others are helpful for you. For help learning to see yourself, visit drchristianconti.com, and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
At Lowe's, we know that pros depend on their tools to do more than just cut, drill, and sand. Tools help pros meet deadlines, keep promises, and protect reputations. And now through Father's Day at Lowe's, pro customers can get up to 40% off select power pneumatic and hand tools from top brands like DeWalt, Hitachi, Kobalt, and more. The only thing better than getting a tool you can depend on 100% is getting that tool for up to 40%.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Oh, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org number 3030. Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Of radio, here it is. At your service, on your side, DB. It's the, you'd think I'd been out last night drinking with my friends for my wedding extravaganza. It was actually, I was up pretty late last night, so I haven't got my mind focused on all the right things yet. But I think this will be an example of us understanding what's really important in the world today. This is a story from Minnesota, where Mary Lou Ayers had a lovely 8-pound turkey in her home, and it's not even Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, the turkey wasn't invited. It happened yesterday that a wild turkey smashed through the window in her kitchen and made a mess in the hallway, ran around the house into the computer room, into the bedroom. What a mess. Thousands of dollars in damage. The sheriff finally came in and captured this bird. He said, Officer Bradshaw said, this is a tough bird. And she called her insurance agent, and he told her that she had no rider in her insurance policy to protect her from damage from a turkey. So she got.
So wait, you're telling me she didn't have turkey insurance?
No.
What's it's wrong with her?
No turkey insurance. No. Big problem. In Milwaukee, a man who broke into an empty house met with some unexpected resistance when a posse was put together, mostly of women and children. The house was robbed. The house was belonged to Joseph Webb, a 75-year-old fellow, who was at church with his wife at the time. This was last Sunday. Guy punched in the window on his back porch and went into the house, grabbed a knife when he saw there were people in the neighborhood who were watching this, and they surrounded the house. This guy grabbed a knife to threaten them, and he ran down the street, and a posse of 35 neighbors chased him down the street and cornered him until the police got there. The old days of posses, remember? When the posses all got into town to chase the bad guy, they'd jump on their horses and head out of town to chase him. I think that's an idea. I think they call it Neighborhood Watch now in an official sense, don't they? Isn't there a Neighborhood Watch organization in most suburban areas of the country? People get together to watch, see what's going on.
I guess so.
Well,
I have a sticker on my door that says a Neighborhood Watch. It's been here since my grandma was here, but I'm watching.
There you go.
Rid of it.
All right, here's some research announced yesterday by the University of Nebraska uncovering a protein molecule in plants that will control the sun's effects on growth. This means that genetically altered seeds, there we go, this is another Monsanto project, could eventually be fooled into growing slower. The chemistry professor that put this together said his idea was born out of a practical reason. He says, I just can't stand mowing my lawn every week. So he's decided to go into the laboratory and get a molecular geneticist that works with him come up. This is published in the journal Nature, the idea of a molecule that when you plant grass seed, it will not grow. It'll just stay green, so you don't have to mow it. What's that the height of? I mean, think about it. In New York, you don't care. Jennifer, I'm guessing you don't mow your own lawns. You got somebody to do it, right?
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, right.
I'm big time, Dougie.
No, Jen's got a ride on. That's what she does on the weekends. Cracks open some wine, gets on the trail.
Don't laugh. I actually dream about having a ride on lawnmower.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun. I'm working on a deal with the John Deere for them to give me, they want to advertise in certain segments of the program. And I said,
wait, John Deere?
Give me a tractor. I know it would
you're
be.
You're a cheater.
I haven't been a John Deere. Oh, I bought red tractors, but.
Wait, what else is
somebody
there
wants to give
Jared?
Me a tractor?
There's the Farmall.
Wait, what is there besides John Deere? Isn't that
Farmall?
It's
give
the
me
red
a break.
Tractor.
It's International Harvester, Case, Massey Ferguson. I have
so
red
what's
tractors.
What's wrong with you, Victoria?
What? Oh, no, what's wrong with Farmall? You don't like Farmall? Come on.
Well, Farmall is the old brand, although they have revived it, but the Farmall tractors around today are pretty crappy. Okay, time for sports with the ladies of the house, Victoria and Jennifer. The LeBron, I thought the LeBron James, the news this week was what was going on as Cleveland fell away again against the Golden State Warriors. What is it? He said he's never been up against such firepower before. Something like that. They're tough. So, where are they? It was the games this weekend, right? Tonight? Or is it tomorrow? When's the last? Yeah, it's
you know, when they always win. So
game four is 9 o'clock tonight. Yeah.
I know. I guess I pay more attention.
Yeah. All right. So, but what increased the interest quotient on Mr. LeBron James, Jennifer? Is this new sculpture, which is the grossest, dirtiest, ugliest thing
I've ever seen.
Oh, it is. It's ugly.
I'm not saying I want to buy it, but
It's not like it's belly button lint or something. I mean, this is dryer lint, and apparently it's a big deal for a Cleveland artist. Sandy Buffy does these dryer lint sculptures. She's done one of Johnny Depp. She's done one of Donald Trump. Shaq's dog even got one, but. Apparently, they don't always turn out the way that she wants them to. So after being less than satisfied with the LeBron James sculpture that she made last year as a local good luck charm in the NBA playoffs, she tried again. This year, she created what she described as a much more accurate portrayal of LeBron James. The sculpture was made from 30 gallons, that's a lot, of dryer lint, 3 gallons of glue, and Buffy worked on it every day for the last month. Compared with last year's sculpture, she played with the shape of his eyes, his head, and of course accounted for his beard and receding and thinning hair. I'm sure he appreciates that. She solicits dryer lint through social media. It takes about a week for people to donate enough to make a sculpture. They put it in the mail. They leave it on her doorstep.
So what does the ad look like in social media? Wanted lint
dryer
from your dryer?
Lint wanted. Yeah. I send her mine. I mean, really, I always peel mine off, and then I, you know, you throw it in the trash. Come on. This is putting it to good use. To keep it a community project, like she does with many of her works of art, she'll sell the new LeBron sculpture to the highest bidder, and she donates the proceeds to the Center for Arts Inspired Learning in Cleveland. And, you know, I guess she says LeBron represents hope for the people of that community. He makes everybody happy, and he's a great role model for kids. So win, lose, or draw, he puts 100% in the game, and she wants to do something good for her community. So there you have it.
I mean, I thought the sculpture looks a lot like him. I mean, when you're working with dryer lint, it's not really that easy of a medium. So I thought that she did a good job with it.
Yeah, good.
I know you're creeped out by it.
I ain't creeped out by it. All right, so Victoria, the Bills and their cornerback, Sharice Wright,
yeah,
are in the news. What's the problem here?
This is kind of a funny story. So he's brand new to the team, Sharice Wright, and he needed to get to Buffalo for the voluntary OTA workouts. Those are organized team activities.
Yeah.
And the problem was he got stuck at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, and he couldn't get out, and he needed to get to Buffalo. So he hired an Uber to drive him from Chicago to Buffalo. And most people, when the story went viral, people didn't even know you could do that. And I don't know, how long would that drive be? Is that like 12 hours?
Chicago to Buffalo?
11 hours?
It's a good 12-hour. I would think that'd be a 12-hour drive, yeah.
But the cost, okay, so knowing that it's an Uber for 12 hours, the cost was only $632, which seems kind of reasonable.
Yeah.
That's really not bad. He also added a $300 tip to the driver, and so it cost him just about $1,000. But his teammates have been praising him online for his devotion to his new team, because a lot of other players would have just said, I'm stuck in Chicago and I'm not going
to
make it.
Trying to help him pay the bill?
I think he's going to be okay. I think he can pay the bill. But, yeah, so he's already made a name for himself before he's even hit.
What's a kid like that get paid? What's a contract for?
You know, I don't know what his contract is. I mean, if he's one of, like, the sort of lower tier roster players, they can start at $100,000 for the season. I mean, it starts really surprisingly low, and then it can go, you know, just depending on whatever his contract is.
Yeah.
He could be signed for millions or, you know, $750,000, something like that.
Yeah.
Either way, he has $1,000 for an Uber drive, but I'm sure that was not a great smelling car after 12 hours.
The world is full of strange. Think of the stories that we've, in the last 7-8 minutes, the stories that we've talked about, how crazy
dryer lint, yeah. Uber cars.
Right. And the people, Turkey and the these people that are going to create grass that doesn't grow. Congratulations, everybody. Use your brain accordingly. Let's settle down into a reality check. The stories every day. This week, we've had a lot of stories, coincidental overdoses, a number of people dying in our country because they commit suicide after having gotten hooked on various kinds of drugs. My son and I were talking, I make reference to him with this because this comes up a lot, the people that he's dealing with, he was carrying a 13-14 person load dealing with these people every day that have the youngsters 14 to 18 that are hooked on drugs. And it just, he realized last weekend that it was way too much for him because Brendan's a personal kid, and he takes things. And I was talking to somebody who is a professional in this field, and I said he's got to learn to divorce himself from it. Well, first, he's fairly new to it. Secondly, he takes personally the job of trying to help people. And so he just decided, you know, in talking to some of the parents of some of these kids, oh, we have to stop doing this because the kids wanted to do the work, but the parents didn't want to do the work. So when you get into a situation like that where the kids are not supported by their parents, you just have to let it go. So then you wonder what's going to happen to these kids who are hooked on drugs as teenagers down the road. And it's just, it's amazing how much of this there is in our country. It really is. And we're talking about millions of people that are struggling with addiction. And so with that comes serious questions. Is there an answer to the question, what do I do? How do I fix this? How do I deal with it? It's called Better Addiction Care. Better Addiction Care is there right now. If you know somebody or you're the person who needs to take control, get control of the situation, call 844-262-8658 and hit pound 1. 844-262-8658. That'll get you on the road to a free consultation so that you can try to end or help somebody you know end the cycle of addiction. It's so strong, so difficult to stop, so easy to get hooked. That's it. I'm not going to tell you it's not your fault. You hear that sometimes. Oh, it's not. What's the debt? Those debt counselors will tell you, it's not your fault you're in debt. Of course it's your fault that you're in debt. What, are you crazy? And it's your fault that you're hooked on drugs. But that doesn't mean that you're a bad person. It doesn't mean anything except you need to come to terms with what kind of help you need. And from what I read and understand about this company, these people that serve as Better Addiction Care, they're really quite good at it. They have experts all around the country. They approach every situation individually. They listen. They offer options. And after they've assessed the situation and put the right treatment plan together, then they suggest that you go to the next step. So take the first step, and that's to call 844-262-8658. It could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Become another success story. Start yourself on the road to recovery. Get ready to recover. 844-262-8658.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8080 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8080.
Summer, Lululemon.com calls it the sweat life and has tons to whip you into summer shape. Summer clothes need special care. Samsung's new Flex Wash and Flex Dry has two washers in one unit and two dryers in one unit, so you can do multiple laundry cycles at the very same time. Chillin' is the new status symbol. The Bed Gear Pillow ID quiz asks questions about your body type and sleep position to match you with the pillow that will fuel you up for the day ahead. And it's all about the hair. Keep your dew frizz-free with Sebastian Reshaper.
Father's Day? Polls say dads really want tech or electronics. Here's Suzanne Cantra.
The latest? Virtual reality and Sony's new Farpoint game, which transports you to a different planet where you're fighting for your life. Immersive.
For grads, it's about on the go.
I love portable Bluetooth speakers like these LifeProof Aquaphonics. They're rugged and fully waterproof.
And good for both dads and grads, the modular OtterBox Venture Cooler can hold ice for up to 14 days and comes with a dry storage tray and bottle opener.
More at techlicious.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for us to do a countdown of the top five songs. The top five songs I was about to say, but that's not this part of the program. I have so many different parts to the program. This is a way for us to check what's going on in the world of technology for this past week with the top five items of interest, starting with Victoria going through the need from our country. Well, at least they're talking about if you're going to apply for a visa, you got to have certain things.
New rules,
what is it?
Yeah. Well, the U.S. is now going to ask certain visa applicants to hand over information on their social media accounts. So the State Department rolled out a questionnaire that asks for a 5-year history of your social media accounts, phone numbers, email addresses, as well as a 15-year history of your physical address and the names of your employers and any other names that you've used. Like if you've had different last names, they want to know all of that. the social media thing is interesting because that's been kind of controversial. They're not asking everyone. They're only asking certain people, which you can sure imagine which type of people are going to have to hand over their social media stuff. They're saying that the answering the questions on this questionnaire are not mandatory, but pretty much if you don't answer the questions, you don't get a visa. I think that's kind of the message. right. The questionnaire will be given to us to people suspected.
Yeah,
so there's people who are suspected of posing a threat to national security, which they say is an estimated 65,000 applicants per year. So this is all part of the extreme vetting that President Trump had promised during his campaign, and the Department of Homeland Security launched several social media screening pilot programs in late 2015 is when this started after the San Bernardino terrorist attacks. So This is now becoming much more mainstream, and I think this is something we're going to see more and more of.
All right. Top five items in technology this week. Number four, cell phone privacy laws in the focus.
Yeah, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear a case that could determine how law enforcement obtains cell phone records in the future. This has been very controversial so far. Of course, we remember that Apple refused to hand over information to the FBI on cracked iPhones. Google has also denied access to things like that. So the Supreme Court is now going to take on this case. This specific case that they're hearing revolves around a man accused of stealing a lot of smartphones across Ohio and Michigan. In his original trial, police actually used his cell phone location data to prove that he was in the area when the robberies took place. And so it's called the Stored Communications Act. Right now, it allows law enforcement officials to ask phone companies, whoever your cell phone provider is, to give them government information, and all they need, they don't need a warrant, all they need is sort of reasonable doubt and or a good enough reason to ask for the information. So the Supreme Court at the time said that, no, you do need a warrant, and now they're going to revisit that, so we'll see. And this could definitely affect a lot of cases going forward.
Mm-hmm. All right, next up, the end of the road for Radio Shack.
It's true. Yeah, it's a sad day for Radio Shack. They've closed more than 1,000 stores just since Memorial Day weekend. And this was not anticipated. The parent company of Radio Shack had actually reported, you know, some earnings and had said they would slowly close certain stores, but no one expected 1,000 stores to close all at once. And it only leaves 70 stores across the country now. Originally, Radio Shack was within 3 miles of 95% of American households. I mean, Radio Shack was everywhere. And so, you know, as online retailers have taken over, it's really hurt their business. So now they'll only have stores in New York, Pennsylvania, and in Texas, where that's Radio Shack's headquarters now. They were in Boston. That's where they originated. But yes, they have since migrated to Texas.
Yep, the Tandy family's from this area. Number two, an amazing Amazon story.
Yeah, Amazon is slashing the price of Prime memberships for customers who are on government assistance. The company announced this week that anyone who receives government aid, like food stamps, will pay only $5.99 per month for a year-long Prime subscription, as opposed to $10.99, which is the standard fee. And all you need to qualify for the discount is a valid electronic benefits transfer card, which is an EBT card. EBT cards you can also use to buy things on Amazon. Anything that's not alcohol or cigarettes, pretty much you can use an EBT card for. And these programs are called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. That's known as SNAP. That's another benefit, another government benefits program that will allow you to qualify for this discount on Amazon. And, you know, the real reason they're doing this is because Walmart is one of their biggest competitors, and Walmart made $13 billion last year on customers using SNAP benefits alone. So this is good business for Amazon.
All right, a few seconds for number one, Apple and new products.
Yeah, the big news this week for Apple, they didn't really announce a whole lot except for the HomePod. It's going to be $350 available in December. They're way behind the eight ball between Echo and Google.
All right, there they are, top five items this week from technology.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.